702. The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
Very good morning to you, Crystal. And of course, we're in the same city for a change. A happy Friday. Let's look at the story in Ethiopia. The parliament there approving the first female president in the country's history. This is good news.
It's absolutely, Bongani. In fact, it makes her now the first and only, the only female head of state in Africa. So in a historic move, the two houses of parliament approved the appointment of the senior diplomat, Saleh Azewai. I might be incorrect with her pronunciation, but she clearly cements that shift, that there is a new prime minister with a new politics. Now, she's a former UN DG, as they call it. Her official title was, of course, the Undersecretary and the Special Representative of Antonio Guterres to the African Union, which means that she's a very senior diplomat, Bongani, and clearly very influential. Now, of course, the post is largely ceremonial, but we've seen that with such a senior appointment, it's clearly a very strategic move on the part of the president, of the prime minister, to appoint a diplomat to start making that links between Ethiopia, moving towards peace, its geopolitics within that region, and of course, the prime minister still holds executive power, but of course, I think the new president will be in his inner circle. Of course, last week he appointed 10 females to his cabinet, including the defense minister. Now, the government said, with regards to this appointment, in a patriarchal society such as Ethiopia, having a female head of state clearly sets the standard that the future, that women is part of the politics of the country and they are decision makers. The new president, of course, said that she welcomed, obviously, with open arms a new appointment, and she believes that if there's no peace, the mothers will be frustrated. Therefore, it's essential to ensure that there's peace in Ethiopia, Bongani.
All right, we'll have to leave it there on that good news story for the week. A story is, of course, dominating headlines around the continent in our Africa Report.